Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to the Patricia Raskin Show. Changed the name up a little bit. Still the same person. And we're now on from 4 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. We're in our eighth year. And, you know, I'm just so delighted and really honored to have one of the world's leading experts, and he is, Dr. John Gray. And he's a PhD, he's the best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade. His newest book is Staying Focused in a Hyper World, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. So we're still on that subject, and we just want to tell you folks, we're happy to have you call in if you have a child with ADHD, if you've had it, if you have any issues or you have a relative. John's an expert in this, so give us a call. I mean, very fortunate to have him on the phone with us from California, and he's here with us. So give us a call right now, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. Welcome back, John.
I'm so happy to be on the show with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I know we've been on together before, and it's always delightful. Now, my question is, the gentleman who just called, you know, when he was asking about this kind of state that he gets in, this kind of automatic hyper state, we know he's not alone. And so I'd like you to continue that discussion a little bit of what anybody can do who feels like they know they shouldn't have these kind of automatic, stressful, negative thoughts, but they're just appearing.
Well, automatic negative thoughts is one of the procedures you can do. Is you can get out a piece of paper and just write out the thoughts, okay? Just write them out as if you're just saying, this is what I'm thinking and this is what I want to let go of. You have to have the intention to let go of it. Let's say you have negative thoughts and you're upset with somebody and you express those negative thoughts at that person. Mm. You're rewiring your brain to believe those things even more. You're creating more and more of a habit because you're using them to create an effect. But if you acknowledge them, you don't want to suppress them. You want to acknowledge them by writing them out or talking to somebody who is just simply going to understand they're irrational and your intent is to let go. And what I found is that if you link the thoughts to an emotion, it releases faster. And the emotions that release it is basically a couple of minutes describing thoughts that make you feel frustrated, thoughts that make you feel disappointed, thoughts that are your concerns, and then you write out a little bit what you wish and what you're grateful for. And that takes about 10 minutes. Mm. And that's a writing process that doesn't work 100% the first couple of times. You have to practice that a little bit. And you start noticing your mood will change dramatically, very quickly. But that's the psychological work you have to do. But you also have to provide the body with the nutrients necessary to heal the brain. And as I was mentioning before, there's some really simple things to do. I call them super minerals. They're basically five alkaline minerals that are necessary to protect the brain from oxidative stress. And it's calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and lithium. And it's hard to get these minerals into the brain. If you just take them, mineral supplements, it doesn't get to the brain until a doctor in Germany discovered if you bond the minerals to a substance in mother's milk, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and these minerals can do their job. Now, if our food was rich in these minerals, which it no longer is, then they would go to the brain. But just taking the normal kind of mineral supplements, they can help somewhat the body, but not the brain.
All right, and you have some of these online on your website as well.
I do. I describe where you can get them. I describe what their names are, their function and purpose, and how to take them.
And where do they go? MarsVenus.com?
Yeah, MarsVenus.com. If you just go under health, there's lots of videos on how to understand these things.
You just mentioned gratitude, and I'd like to talk about that for a minute. People, I think, we don't realize. I was actually just listening to some folks. I was in a group and we were talking about the science behind opening up the mind to be grateful and to be taking in positive thought and not just thinking it, but taking it in, really, really feeling it, really seeing it and feeling it. And that helps to rewire the brain, and gratitude is a big part of that. I think a lot of people just think they understand the power of gratitude. Explain all that, John.
Gratitude is the most powerful of all the emotions in order for transformation to occur. It's basically acknowledging to yourself that everything is okay. I have what I need to take my next step in life. You know, you don't know what the future will bring, but you do know that right now I have to take a step. And when you feel gratitude, it acknowledges, it relaxes the cells of your body and brain to basically go, I have what I need to take my next step. And you have to fully feel it. Now, that's the trick, is to connect with your feelings. But at those times when you're missing gratitude, you're feeling fear, frustration, anger, those kinds of emotions, we tend to want to eat away. We tend to go eat sugar products, junk foods, chips, and whatever, to avoid feeling our uncomfortable feelings. So now we're numbing ourselves. We're avoiding feelings. So the way to actually fully feel gratitude is to first feel whatever you feel. And usually what we're not feeling, we're trying not to feel, is these negative emotions. That's why I mentioned, if you write out your negative emotions, now you're feeling. And then you just direct your attention to what's behind those negative emotions, is what you wish. See, every negative emotion is an inhibited wish. I wish you'd be nice to me. You're not, so I'm angry. Yeah. So you get in touch with fully feeling your wish and your wants. Then, once you feel what you want, always contained within a pure desire, when you're feeling it from inside yourself, is the wisdom and knowing that you have what you need. And then you can fully feel your gratitude, and it has the biggest effect in producing both dopamine and serotonin in the brain, which will lower your stress levels and allow your, you know, to align yourself with feeling good again.
All right. Melanie from Providence, your question for Dr. John Gray.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry, there's a siren going by. Thank you so much for taking my call. And hi, Dr. Gray. I just wanted to say how much I enjoy all of your writings, and I've heard your interview previously with Patricia, and I heard you on some other programs in your interviews, and I could listen to you all day. So thank you so much for all that you do. I just had a quick question. You were speaking about addictive types of behavior and related to dopamine levels, including grieving. And I'm wondering if I'm struggling with that. I'm every time I think about the loss of a very beloved family member, I'm still have that deep sense of grief, and I cannot seem to get past it. I mean, it's slightly less than it was originally, but it's still there. I just can't seem to get past it. I'm wondering if you could recommend some supplementation for that, or should it be lithium orotate, or are there other supplements that
Basically, you want to take all the super minerals. I call them super minerals, but lithium orotate, extra lithium orotate, when you're trying to heal trauma. And so you would take a couple, you know, one suggestion, just the normal recommended dose of 2 capsules a day of super minerals. But then these little tiny lithium orotate pills, you take 4 or 5 a day. Just space it out throughout the day. Now, you're getting a minute dose. There's no possibility of any side effects. But the concern about lithium, that when you go out to the general public, is that if you take lithium, there's side effects. And that's only if you're taking 50 times the kind of doses I'm recommending. And you might wonder, why don't they recommend lithium orotate to people instead of these high doses? Is that the doctors just aren't trained in this very inexpensive supplement, which there's no profit in it at all. And therefore, nobody does any research on it. But it, you'll just see it's just $11, and there's no side effect. And you'll notice that as you go through your grieving process, and I believe in the grieving process is very important, but if you're depleted of nutrients while you're going through the grieving process, and people have to know that when you're under stress, you deplete yourself more quickly of these nutrients. And so your body really gets behind, and it can't repair itself without extra support. It would be... the super minerals is one of the most important things, along with a good healthy diet, and try to lower your carbohydrate intake of the junk food type things. But that's your comfort foods. I understand when you're stressed, people go for the comfort foods, but unfortunately they deplete the brain even more of these minerals. A good omega-3 supplement is very important for brain function, to make sure you're always doing that, along with the minerals. And something people don't realize is two substances, and this is particularly for mothers with children whose kids are like really hyper in various ways, is simply higher than normal doses of vitamin C and something called grape seed extract.
Uh-huh.
Are amazing to give you focus, okay? And if you're wanting more focus, that will do it without having to take caffeine, without having to take drugs or anything. For the well-being and the healing you're looking for in your brain, the key thing is that the minerals will make the big difference.
And if I could just ask a related question to that, I had read, I'm doing some reading about low thyroid, and I do take a thyroid prescription for that, and I read that in this particular book that was published last year, that it affects, lithium can affect your thyroid.
Well, everybody's concerned about that, but only if you take 50 times the dose.
Okay.
If you took 50 times the dose of salt, it would also affect your thyroid.
Yes.
50 times the dose of potassium would cause you to have a heart attack. 50 times the dose of magnesium would give you eternal diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
50 times the amount of calcium would give you arthritis. So the reason it's written about the dangers of lithium is because psychiatrists prescribe 50 times the doses that I'm talking about. And so that's what the research is about when it comes to lithium.
Okay.
And so not to be concerned about that at all.
All right. Melanie,
thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls for Dr. John Gray. We're talking right now about his book, Staying Focused in a Hyper World, and its natural solutions for ADHD, memory, and brain performance. John Gray is the New York Times best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, as well as many other books on relationships. So we're going to have about another maybe 2 or 3 minutes before the break, and then when we come back, I do want to ask him about relationships. And, folks, if you have relationship questions, certainly you can call in and ask. I mean, John is so famous for this, the woman, the man in the cave, right, John? And the woman, what's the woman? The
women talk, and men try to fix them.
Okay,
Two basic issues that cause so much misunderstanding between men and women. It's unbelievable how much that interferes with relationships.
All right. And so give us a call, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. All right. Any other thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with on this topic of staying focused in a hyper world, particularly, reducing your stress, being able to listen more, talking about listening, just in general, being more present. I'm wondering how many people are really present, John, you're talking to them.
Exactly. Well, what's happening is that we're just simply moving from one thing to another to another.
Right.
And this hyperstimulation, it affects different people differently because, we're all different, but there's categories of differences. And one of those categories is very active people, and they become hyperactive. They're super busy. And they often are very successful too, but they can't relax and experience the sort of connection in their relationships that they felt in the very beginning. See, there's a connectedness that you can have with people that we lose when we get this hyper state, a connectedness with good food, healthy food. For people that eat junk food, for example, when they get healthy food, it tastes bland. If you're used to internet porn, then normal sex is bland and there's no passion. That's these high dopamine stimulating activities.
So they're addictions.
That's basically it. It's the same phenomena that's happening today, is that the addictive brain is we become addicted to high stimulation, and normal stimulation is bland, boring, and we're unmotivated.
So there's going to be a withdrawal period from any of these things.
That's right. And the nutrients that I recommend make that withdrawal period faster and easier. That's the key to it. Part of how I learned all this is when I was healing my Parkinson's, which is a dopamine problem as well, 15 years ago, I went to a clinic for drug addicts where they were giving them protein in their veins that's called IV drip of amino acids to restore normal brain function. And I watched, with that kind of nutritional supplementation, people going off of every drug addiction, OxyContin, heroin, cocaine, sugar, smoking, all these addictions, and they were going off of them with no side effects other than feeling tired. And that's the good news, is that if you get the right nutrition, you just feel kind of bored and tired during the withdrawal period, as opposed to anxious, anxiety, emotional distress, hunger cravings, sugar cravings, and all those other kinds of things.
All right, and people can go to your website, marsvenus.com. You explain all this, and they can also get them online there as well.
That's correct. That's
all right. All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I just have to ask John Gray about all these Mars and Venus books. I mean, in front of me, John, I have Truly Mars and Venus on a Date, Mars and Venus on Fire, and what's this other one? Why Mars and Venus Collide. And that's only a few of them.
Thank you.
We're talking to Dr. John Gray, internationally bestselling author of Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. We'll be on with him. This is a great chance for you to call in. We'll be on right after the break, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and we are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin Show, and we are at our new time from 4 to 6. We've changed our name a little bit, and we are talking right now to one of the world's greatest experts, and his name is Dr. John Gray. He revolutionized our view of the male-female dynamic with his best-selling and beloved book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and he's written many other books. You can go on to marsvenus.com, and, you know, he's actually the leading relationship expert in the world. And his books have sold over 50 million copies in 50 different languages around the world. So very excited. Welcome back, John.
Thank you so much.
All right. We've got a few minutes if you want to call in with your relationship questions. But I got all these Mars and Venus books lined up here, John. So what do we need to know about men and women? And you know, what's the problem?
Well, you know, there's certainly lots of challenges. And what I see is one of these solutions is to recognize, I mean, divorce keeps going up. Second marriages, it's like 65% divorce. Third marriage is 80 to 90%, the higher. And probably the highest amount of divorce is California. And you kind of go, why California? There's a lot of awareness here. But when people have greater awareness of what's possible, they suddenly want more. And we suddenly have unrealistic expectations. We have more choice. It becomes harder to make a decision. And so that's one of the challenges. We now have twice as many single people proportionately to married people as we had 30 years ago.
Hmm.
So there's just more single people now than married people, and this is challenging. And 52% of children today who are born in America are born into a single-family household. So we have a real big crisis, and what we have to recognize is that the crisis is an opportunity for growth. Now, everybody's heard that. But the reason there's a crisis is we recognize we want more. We can have more. Mm. We just have to learn how to get there.
But why is it so hard for a lot of folks, 50-plus, 45-plus, with all these single people, to find relationships? Are we expecting too much?
Well, when you're in a 45, 55, we have unrealistic expectations and we have misinterpretations. That's one of the biggest challenges. By the time you get to 55, you've had enough relationships. And if you're having challenges finding one, it's often what we call baggage. And baggage is, you know, you've been hurt before and now you are more mistrusting. You almost interviewing somebody like you're going to hire them rather than getting to know someone and having fun together.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm buying a house, you know, I'm looking for someone to marry, say, as an analogy to, I want to buy this house, I'm suddenly going to start being hypercritical and look under the house, look around, and, you know, is this got ants? Is it, you know, what's happening to the foundation? So we need to focus on having a good time and meeting people, not so much looking for the marriage partner, one. But two is a whole new phenomenon that's happened in the last 10 years, and this is for everybody, and particularly for younger people. Is that the more independent a woman is, the higher her risk of not getting married.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's just statistics, okay? That's not me saying that. That's not, but it's basically what that means is when a woman is more independent, she doesn't need a man so much. So what does she need a man for? And when you don't need somebody, your expectations are much higher. You know, if you're, let's say you can't feed yourself, somebody comes along with a meal.
Yeah, but wait a minute, John. You know, but what if you need somebody to just be there for you and hold you and nurture you and be a confidant and watch your back and someone you just enjoy? What about
that? I love what you just said. That's what I'm trying to tell people is change your expectations to what you really need. You don't need a provider anymore. So what do you need? You need someone to be there with you, to share with you, to... And the demands become much less if we become clear about what we need.
Yeah.
But many people aren't clear about that. And that's why one of those books, Why Mars and Venus Collide, I talk about what do women need from men? And I simplify it down to what women, modern women today, are looking for if they're financially independent to a great extent. They're looking for romance. They're looking for communication.
Yeah.
And they're looking for support,
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
So to get help, you have to learn how to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
To have good communication, you need to learn to communicate to men in a new way so men will listen. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother's generation, she didn't care if my father was a good communicator. They didn't even talk that much.
Right.
So our expectations are new today, and Maslow would talk about the hierarchy of needs is when lower need is satisfied, survival and security, we suddenly have very higher needs, emotional needs, the need for love, companionship, sharing, romance. But women also, you know, they're waiting for a man to know how to do all this as opposed to it's not a one-way street. It's women have to learn how to communicate in ways that make men want to listen.
Now, what about men, though? You're telling us the changes in women. Are there changes in the way men are behaving? Or
well,
not so much?
Men are not so different now. Their expectations are also unrealistic based upon their relationship skills. They're lacking the knowledge of what do modern women require today. What does she need?
Because
so
it's new.
Misinterpret women all the time as if you can't make them happy. Well, yeah, if you keep doing what your father did, it's not going to make a woman happy. But if you learn new skills, you'll have a very happy woman.
Which would be?
Which
attention,
would be
listening?
Listening is one of the main things in communication, not arguing, equality, equal respect, and making decisions together, creating romance, and not that he has to do it all himself. It's she needs to participate in that process by letting him know the things she would like. He then can pick things that she would like and deliver that, and she then focuses on what was good about that. That's called a romantic date.
Mm.
And most women don't go, oh, you mean I'm supposed to tell him what I like? That doesn't sound romantic. And I go, was he supposed to have antennas and anticipate knowing what you know, what you want?
Yeah.
Well, he did on the first few dates. Well, that can last about the first few dates. And after that, you need to help him understand what you would like.
Yeah. And as you said, I mean, sometimes I was reading a column by a relationship person that said that someone didn't behave exactly, either didn't leave the tip or did something small. And this woman, after the first date, said, that's it. That's it. And you know, the commentary was, wow, you know, you're not even giving this person a chance.
Exactly. And in that sense, we have unrealistic expectations. For example, in that case, she could have just had a conversation and say, you know, I noticed you only left this much tip. It feels really good to me because I've been a waitress before. I have a friend who's a waitress. If you leave more, so when you're with me, would you leave a bigger tip? It would make me happy. And that man will respond to that.
Right, but people don't say that, John.
People don't say that. They don't have the communication skills to ask what they want. And, you know, the women, particularly the women who are saying, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do this. I train women. I basically... Well, have you tried asking him in this way or asking him that way?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Patricia, I know many women are listening now, and the first when I start talking about this, they say, oh, yeah, I asked my husband to do something. He's not going to do that. No way will he do it because they don't have any training in how to ask for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I've written these books on how do you talk to a man so he responds.
Yeah.
And then there's some women that go, well, he should just know. He should just respond. And I go, if you went to Japan and you were speaking English, you were not going to respond.
Exactly.
That's period.
Exactly.
You have to learn his language, and he has to learn your language. This is what it takes to have a relationship work.
Okay. All right. And people can log on to Mars Venus. I know you have blogs and you have shows that are online people can hear.
So every day there's a show they can watch. And they can also be on my newsletter and get free newsletters.
Wonderful.
It's really nice.
Mars, and just want to tell you, my next guest coming up is Paula Smith. And she is a certified Imago therapist and couples coach. And she's talking about, you know, couples that want to repair their relationships based on crossing the bridge in adventure and intimacy, which is Harville Hendrick's model. Your comments about that?
Well, I know Harville. I love his work. I love him. He's a great, great teacher. And, you know, that method is a complement to what I do because I don't do that. You know, that's the therapy which helps us to understand how our past affects us now. Certainly I do a little bit. But they really focus on that. It's a very useful tool. And combining that with a little education on how men and women are different, and you have some really great new tools to make modern relationships work.
All right. John, it's just always a pleasure to have you on. I really want you to come back soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Patricia.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. And remember to go to John Gray's website at marsvenus.com. And coming up next, we will have Paula Smith. She's a certified Imago therapist and couples coach. And, you know, we're going to be talking about couples who are in a healing crisis on the edge of divorce or struggling to heal from an affair or just want to communicate better. We're going to talk to Paul and we're going to do some exercises together. So, again, thank you so much, John. I'm so excited that you've been here. And log on to MarsVenus.com. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on Newstalk 630 and 99.7 FMWPR. We're the voice of Southern New England. We have a whole other hour with Paula Smith about relationships. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.